Just before we move on to America in 1960, a few more memories of the 1950s?
Well, I suppose one of the characteristic things about that I recall about those clinics was that they were largely used by insulin-taking diabetic patients. It was not necessarily type 1, what we would now call type 1 patients, but people who are treated with insulin. And, of course, that was largely reflected the way in which diabetic clinics appeared in the first place, which was to distribute insulin amongst those who really needed it to maintain their lives and to teach them how to use it properly. And with so many doctors seeing so many patients in the same room, it was possible, almost impossible, not to make observations on how each of them proceeded. And the variation was quite extraordinary. One of our leading physicians would, on a good day, see perhaps 10 or 12 patients on a good morning, unless he met a pretty young diabetic lady, in which case his numbers would drop dramatically, and he would spend an awful long time with them, for the best possible reasons, I don't doubt. And others just ploughed through 25 or 30 patients in a morning. They can't really have been offering them very much more than I think a well-trained Alsatian hound might have done. But the patients sat there really very patiently, and I felt very angry on their behalf, I have to say, on occasions. And I think it was out of this sort of mass clinic that the notion grew in my mind that we ought to do things differently, that diabetes really wasn't a one-day-a-week disorder, it was there all the time, and we ought to think differently. And I think the beginnings of the notion of day centres and daycare really began there. They really didn't develop until after a visit that we paid to Berlin in the middle 1960s. And that was a very interesting visit, because by that time we had formed a new little organisation called the European Diabetes Epidemiology Study Group. That grew out of the Bedford study, which I'd like to talk about in a couple of minutes. But that journey, during that stay in Berlin, one day in East Berlin and one day in West Berlin, the wall was up, so we had to cross Checkpoint Charlie, which we did at midnight, and